I'm still metaphorically hovering.
Hovering.
50 seconds till we hit record.
But physically, I have already pressed the button.
Oh yeah, I also actually hit the button. 40 seconds left.
Yeah, I've learned to never believe y'all anymore. And we're in a, you know, boy cry wolf situation now, where hopefully you are lying, because I just won't believe you no more, you know?
I mean, at this point, we tend to be much more clear. When we fail to hit record, we'll be like, hey, I started so-and-so late, or whatever.
I think our tone is very different when we've actually say, oh, we messed up.
Nah, fuck.
Could be wrong, though.
Where you'll, like, hear me running in from the kitchen going, wait.
Troll in the dungeon. Oh, sorry.
Wait. How dare you reference the Queen of Turfs?
Is that a Harry Potter reference?
Troll in the dungeon, yes. Okay. The Queen of Turfs is just J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, I figured that part out faster than I figured out what Justin said.
I don't think we haven't fought a troll in a dungeon before. I don't think we've ever been in a dungeon.
What the hell is this?
I call this a crypt.
A crypt is a type of dungeon when you're playing this sort of game.
Call this a man cave.
Wait, you know? I just realized.
Gets down here, looks at Avric. Oh my god, are you Batman?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, that is. Oh, you know, he does have jail cells. I think, does Batman have jail cells? No, he doesn't. He doesn't bring back the criminals. I do forget that.
Yeah, bringing them back to the Batcave is kind of strategic suicide.
But then he's also. But I mean, Batman also doesn't have. Like, he doesn't have jail. I mean, he has a jail central plane. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he has a government that does the jailing for him.
That
but
is
if,
true.
Wait, Arkham's on. But his if. Town, well, you know what I mean? Like, it has a prison.
Arkham is now, Arkham.
Yeah, and
yeah, but
if
not
Arkham,
all his villains go to Arkham. Like, I don't think they put the Penguin in there, right?
I think there is.
No, Penguin's been in Arkham, I'm pretty sure.
I have a condition.
I don't think Penguin has been in Arkham. Like, every book that involves something happening in Arkham, I don't think they ever show the Penguin in there.
Yeah, so, because, like, he's, like, a criminal, but, like, he's very close to, like, a normal-ass white-collar criminal. He just has mooks that also help him.
Oh. I did a very quick Google search, and it sees multiple places say that he goes to Blackgate. Yeah, hey, this motherfucker just goes to prison.
Oh, yeah, Blackgate Prison exists. Isn't that where they recruit the Suicide Squad from?
I think it's from both, actually.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, because they do have... Because I think, you literally have to be a crazy person to go to Arkham, because it was an asylum to begin with. Or you just have to have, like, weird powers. Because I'm pretty sure Killer Croc is in Arkham, because they're not going to put him in Blackgate.
Damn. Assuming that the giant crocodile man has a mental disability is a little ableist, no?
He is a once human that eats people. That's cannibalism in a way. So I would think that is a pretty big mental issue.
Okay, that's fair. I forgot he ate people.
I mean, yeah, I know you're half crocodile creature now, but you were once a person. So, you know, I still think that's a whole issue there.
I mean, if you think about it, all corpses were once people.
I mean, I think Killer Croc could argue that he's, like, not human anymore, and therefore it's not cannibalism, but then he loses his rights, so I think he's smart enough not to do that.
Wait, hold on. Just because you're not a person on Earth doesn't mean you lose your rights, or else, like, I couldn't think of an alien off the top of my head. Clark Kent wouldn't have rights.
Clark Kent is a human to everyone's eye.
He's not a human, though.
To everyone's eye, he's a human.
To everyone's eyes, he is, yeah. He follows the rules like a human would.
Superman, maybe not. But Kent, yes.
Clark Kent and Superman are clearly not the same person.
Yeah,
like, what the hell?
They're two different people, yeah. John.
Come on, John.
Clark Kent works
is from
at
Kansas.
The Daily Planet.
Not Krypton. Yeah. He has parents.
Mm-hmm. John, you need to do more reading of DC stuff, man. Come on. You're embarrassing us. And
John is giving us a silent... John is trying to blow us up with his mind.
I'm trying to escape reality into another one that's better than this.
Be careful, you don't want to end up in DC.
No.
I don't know. I don't think John's mind is mega enough.
Megamind.
Oh, I get it. Megamind.
The Megamind universe might be a better one than this one, but probably not.
I mean, I haven't seen Megamind 2 yet. It might not be.
Isn't Megamind 2?
They're making it.
Oh, okay.
I think they need to. I think Megamind wrapped up very nicely.
Oh, I think so, too.
I agree.
There's a lot of things that don't need a 2 or a 3 or a 4 or, in some cases, a 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Sorry about the Fast and Furious.
I don't know about, oh, yeah, I wasn't getting to mention Fast and Furious because that never crossed my mind. Look, sometimes movies can have a lot of movies in a series. At some point, just stop using numbers and just start using words.
Yeah, like Land Before Time.
Who didn't stop using numbers? Fucking Land Before Time.
Yeah. Did you know Reba McEntire, the lady who works too hard in The Single Mom? I totally messed that up. She's in one of the movies. She plays a pterodactyl.
She plays Petrie?
No, she plays a pterodactyl.
Oh, sorry. For some reason, I thought there was only one pterodactyl.
No, Littlefoot isn't even an orphan. It's just his mom who died. So I can't even make the joke of, no, Littlefoot's the orphan. That would Littlefoot's name change when they grow up? Or, no. Or is that kid going to be a like big-ass Apatosaurus or whatever he was and still be called Littlefoot?
Why is he called Littlefoot? Is it just because he's little?
Yes. Is this a Donkey Kong situation? Fuck, this came around full circle.
Littlefoot's gonna grow up, and they're just gonna call him Foot, and it's gonna be more awkward than if they just called him Littlefoot.
No, you know, fuck this. He's gonna grow up, and they're gonna start calling him Cranky Kong.
I mean, if they start calling him Bigfoot, that's gonna be very... there's gonna be complications in the world of cryptozoology.
As soon as the episode, the movie that comes out when he grows up and his name becomes Bigfoot, you just see a portal open up and it's what's his name, Harry from Harry and the Hendersons come back to the past. And he's like, there can only be one of us, motherfucker.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started because I don't want to waste too much time.
I already started recording. I've already started.
Well, yeah, but you know, we still have to play a game.
Exactly 7 minutes ago, I started the recording.
Mm-hmm. Has it been 7 minutes?
It's been 8 minutes.
Oh, 8 minutes. Almost 9 minutes.
It has been 9 minutes.
Okay, so, sadly, Don is not with us again. Which sucks because it's his character that is currently...
Okay, but Don said that he can jump in if his character gets up.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame him. To be honest, his character is dead again.
Hmm. Well,
very important. He's not dead yet.
I mean, true. I think I think if Fatima and Kathy and Wretch die, then Noah can be brought back to life. Can 100 even use any magical items?
Not really, no.
I mean, I guess you could use the Wishblade.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and you can bring back one of the casters, I guess. Okay. So it's like, I guess not everyone is. It's not the true danger, I guess. But yeah, they lose one of your heavy hitters. I don't know who, other than 100, you know, I don't know who else can do as much damage output as York. But, let's see. Because I think we had gone to the end of the round already. I have to move my character because they moved in initiative order, I think. I don't remember, actually. Okay, because I think the last person that went was, York. As they were trying to... I guess, like, talk their way out of this encounter with the big folded dude, I guess, with many eyes. Roast beef guy. I think he kind of looks like roast beef. But it failed.
I feel like that might be a slur at that point. Or maybe it's just an insult. Does he have a race, or is he, like, something else?
That is a good question.
David?
Yes.
I know we have, it's very, very few and far between whenever we headcanon which actors should play these characters, but Roast Beef Guy here, 100% should be voiced by Ving Rhames. He's the guy who does the Arby's commercials.
Okay.
Think of an Arby's commercial.
Uh-huh.
Now think of him saying roast beef. Now look at him. Yeah.
I might have to watch some Arby's commercials. I might have to go down.
We have the meats.
But he doesn't. He will technically only have one meats. Roast beef.
Yeah, and it's a lot. Enough to make meats.
I mean, look at this dude. Look at all those folds.
I mean, he's got eyeballs too.
Yeah. Like, I wonder how does he keep all those folds clean?
How do you keep your folds clean? He washes them.
Yeah, but there's a certain point where I would think I'll just give up if I have that many folds.
Oh.
I'll probably clean some of them, but at some point I'm like, well, you know, no one's gonna be smelling this fold. Maybe I don't clean that one today, you know? Just things to think about, you know? But it does... Wait, I'm confused. Justin, it looks like it's your turn.
Okay. I think well, so. Well, I'm gonna stay where I'm at, but I'm going to drag
on these nuts, sorry.
I'm gonna drag York over. I mean, I would drag him in onto my square, but mm-hmm. I don't think that's possible, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you can. He's a down character, so... I think so. Give me a good strength check. I'm pretty sure you should be able to pass it, I think.
Okay, that is a 19.
Mm.
I don't know what those notes are.
A 19? I think that should be enough. I'll double check just to make sure. I don't know what exactly will be the check for it, necessarily.
Wait, that's the wrong character sheet. I am sorry. I rolled a 16 plus whatever my modifier is. Oh, okay, 16 plus 7, 23.
Okay, then yeah, I'll let you have that then.
I apologize.
You know what? Apology accepted. I'll let you have that.
Minus 3.
I have to reach over because my headphone's about to die. Oops. Sorry. There's sound.
Okay. Sound discrepancies?
No, I thought I was going to hit the mic, and I didn't want...
You hit mic.
He's been eyeing me weirdly.
He's been eyeing you weirdly?
Mike. No, Mike. Which is not the name of my nephew.
Oh, but I'm looking for some Ikes.
Mike and Ikes? Hey. Oh, God. I just ran out of those. I don't have any.
You want to do a trade? I got a mic. You got the Ike?
I have neither, but I would like to have both.
Aw, damn, that sucks.
What do you have to offer? Do you have some kits and cats, maybe?
I have 100 grand.
Oh.
100 whale on them!
Okay. If I'm correct, it is the top of the round. And according to my round tracker, 100, this was your last round of Weapon of Awe. Because we're at round 11 now. If this is correct. I think it might be actually one off. I think it might be 12, but I'm not 100% sure. But I ain't going to make a big deal of it. Okay, so it is Averick's turn. And Averick is... Wait, this isn't the right HP. Okay. Okay, Averick is... I think I'm still in gaseous form. So I would have to spend one action to get rid of my gaseous form, which that is what I'm going to do. And... I think he's just gonna stand there. Not gonna bother with a move action on that. So the next one will be Viv. I know you're kind of stuck in this little hallway down here, but it is your turn.
Oh shoot! There's a. How did everyone get through there?
We could just walk
the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh right, you opened the gate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. 10, 20, 30 squeezing rules. I have some big penalties moving like this, but I'll get there eventually. Oh, wait, hold on.
Double move?
Nah, because I have large reach, right?
Yes.
Alright, hold on. Casting spells while squeezing, because I'm sure there's a penalty.
Wouldn't it just be a concentration check?
Yours is a concentration check.
I don't know how to take that, because I'm not offended by it. But should I be offended by it?
No, you shouldn't be offended by it. You're the center of attention because you're the dungeon master a lot of the times, and it's hard for me to keep up with the center of attention sometimes.
Okay.
Just a state of fact. Nothing else.
For every failed insult, I think I'm going to give myself a David point.
It's not an insult.
It's also but not I think a compliment. It was meant to an observation. Be
no, it wasn't. It was a part of a bit. Mm-hmm. You see, and it's not funny.
For every failed funny bit, I think I just gave a David point.
Oh, no, I can't afford those. I talk and I do a failed bit.
You know, for every time I think John talks, I get a David point.
David, I can't afford that. We have a podcast to record.
Nope, it's just a -4 penalty to attack rolls and AC, and, you know, movement taking, too. So, yes, I can just cast a spell here.
Mm-hmm.
This character sheet. Also, you were very quick to give me control of his body now that I realize it. Because I was able to do that last time, and I didn't even think about it.
What'd you call him?
The body?
Oh, I thought you gave him a name. I thought you were calling him Spotty.
He already has a name. You can't even rename him.
Yeah, I don't know it, though. I took his body, and I don't even know his name.
Wow, that's kind of
unfortunate.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit York with a Breath of Life spell. So that's 5d8 plus 11, because it's a cleric spell. So York gains 33 hit points. All right, let me go message Don.
33 hit points. Okay. That's good. I think that has to be it for your turn. You moved and cast a spell.
Yep.
Next turn will be John's. Go ahead. Tell me.
John still has a lightning book.
You do have a lightning bolt book. Yes, that is true.
Yep, I do. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to try to shoot lightning at Ving Rhames' monster man over here.
Okay. I like that. Go ahead.
You want to roll the 1d100 now, or...
It doesn't matter what order you do, but the spell does go off first before you have to roll, so...
Okay. Let's see. Lightning bolt.
If I'm correct, I think that's a reflex save on my end, right?
It'll be a reflex save, yeah. I'm not going to waste any points on buffing it, so it'll just be a regular DC. 18.
That'll be a pass without adding any of my
stuff. Damn! That fucking sucks.
But at least I take half damage.
Yeah.
It's better than no damage. Am I right?
If that's the case, it would be 37 damage, but let me roll that 1d100 first. Oh, it'll still do the spell no matter what, right?
I'm sorry?
The spell still goes off?
Yeah.
Even if... Okay. 32, I'm good. Still got the spell.
So 32, it's 37 damage, right? Before it's halved. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, and then for my move action, 5, 10, 15, 20, and then all the other balls will be right behind me. I'm moving the lightning orbs. Let me double check my lightning orb spell real quick, just to double check and make sure it hasn't dissipated yet. Oop. It's called ball lightning, not lightning orb.
Okay. Next turn, it will be Kathy's. And, just gonna, I guess, listen to what Ratch said, and it's gonna heal up Ratch's body as he is down. So Ratch, you gain 25 more hit points.
Alright.
And then, I know Don said he wanted to jump on, but I still need to take his turn, so I don't know who's gonna control Don.
Don had something come up.
Okay.
Alright, had control of... Who moved his health bar?
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't work.
Well, we could do the dumb thing, which is just wait here. Let them come to us, I guess. I don't know.
They're casting spells. That doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, they're casting spells through a straight line.
Well, the spell he happened to cast at that moment was a straight line, you know?
Oh, fair enough. What other spells has they casted?
Yeah. Well, he hasn't had his turn yet.
Oh, no. I feel like I'm pretty safe right now. There's no... Unless you can see through walls.
It's York's turn right now. So first, yeah. I guess he's going to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Regain some hit points. And by some hit points, I mean one hit point. What can you do with a standard action here? Not much, huh?
We need to do a lot of damage to this thing, for one.
Readying an action is a standard action, right?
Yes.
I guess we'll ready an action to, we can ready an action to Vital Strike, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ready an action to Vital Strike a hostile creature if it comes within 5 feet. And by hostile creature, I typically mean these two guys. But it's probably going to be Lord Averick if anyone's approaching.
So, if that's your action then, it will be this creature's turn. And, damn. I don't know what to do with this thing. I think I might just do another code blast since Fatima is still standing in front of me. So, Fatima, give me a reflex save.
Yeah, about that. Fuck you. Let's see. Reflex save, huh? Okay.
Well, you just chose to stand there, so.
Okay, I'm manifesting. Hold on. God, please help me. 29.
Okay, that is a pass. You'll be taking half damage.
Oh, half fuck! I forgot about that.
Let me check on one thing real quick. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Yeah, nothing bad. It's just half damage. It's 52 points of damage. Cut that in half.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say 52 was half. So 26?
26?
Yeah, I know that one off the top of my head because that's just half of 52, and 52 is how many cards come in a standard deck of cards.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you divide it in half again, it's 13.
Unlucky number.
Yeah, it's a really good number. It's a weird one. Viv, can you give us any facts about the number 13? I feel like if anybody knew anything weird about
it's
numbers...
It's a prime number.
Hell yeah! You hear that? It's a prime number.
Is it a prime number, it's... if you reverse the digits, it's still prime, if I remember correctly. Which, there's a term for that sort of number, but I forget what it is.
Is it like a prime-prime number or something like that?
What
would a prime-prime number be? Is that a thing?
Prime-prime number?
Yeah, I don't know what that means, dude. Maybe it's like a prime number, but also like... It's, if you, like...
I looked it up. The term is IMRP, which is just prime spelled backwards.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, math nerds. Never change. So, you just blasted me with more cold energy?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Okay, I think I know what to do next turn. I might have to consult a few people on the ruling of what happens here. But other than that, it is back up to Justin's turn.
Okay,
Go, Justin, you're our guy. You can get him, guy. Go under.
Okay, go under. Love that. Beautiful.
I mean, I'm not sure. Now you can both see me, probably. So I'm probably just going to stand here and just wait.
I love that.
Yeah. You use your turn to not do anything?
Yeah, I'm just gonna withhold my action.
Oh, God. Hundred's like, I'm going to be a trap card. I'm just going to sit here. Don't look at me.
Exactly. I'm going to be a trap card.
Okay, it is it's back to Lord Averick's turn, then. Lord Averick. Okay, let's see. What spells do I have left of him?
Give up.
Okay, so look. I'm sorry, John. You're the only one that's currently in line of sight of all of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, sadly, this is going to be against you again.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a... It's going to be lower, though, so mm-hmm. pretty possible. And it's a will save. I don't know. I think your will is pretty... It's higher than your reflex.
It's my highest one.
Okay. So, very plausible for you to pass this, but sadly, you're the only one I can do this towards. So, give me a will save.
Okay. I will say, in my defense, I understood the assignment today, and it's that these guys don't want to get anywhere near this thing down here. And so how are they going to punch it from a distance? It's not like they have stands or anything. But I can shoot it with lightning. So
that is true. You can.
Anyways. That one's not good. Ignore the pluses. I don't have those anymore. It's a 20.
A 20?
Yeah. I already removed the right of centered mind because I used it earlier.
You lose the ability to move. You cannot. You're stuck in place.
Oh, great. What semantic spells do I know? I can think at least. That's good.
And the subject becomes paralyzed and freezes in place.
Yep. Okay. Paralyzed is a specific condition.
That mindling thing.
Paralyzed makes you helpless, doesn't it?
It might. Let me see. It is aware and breathe. No, it cannot take any actions. Even so, you cannot speak. But you do have the mind link stuff, so I guess you can still speak through that.
Yeah,
that's useful.
Mm-hmm. You do get another save. So you should be good. So there is nothing on here because it's hold monster, and I don't think that makes you helpless.
Okay,
guys, yeah, does it have to be a hold person?
I can't move.
All right, I'll hit you.
Wait, what? Guys, I think he froze me.
I have a spell for it.
That's the context for what she thinks is happening.
So yeah, I think that's the only thing I can really do. But then it's Viv's turn next.
All right, I'm going to move 10 whole feet, mm-hmm, because there's not anywhere I can stand in here, really. And I'm going to cast Freedom of Movement on Fatima.
Wait, does that undo hold person?
Oh, wow. I think it does.
A hold monster?
Enables you or a creature you touch to move and attack normally for the duration of the spell, even under the influence of magic that usually impedes movement, such as paralysis, solid fog, slow, and web.
Holy crap.
Beat a 5th level spell with a 4th level spell.
Would it work that way? Is it a higher level spell?
Yeah, it should. Unless it says that freedom of movement doesn't work. Also, notably, you can't be grappled right now.
That's cool.
Okay. What is the duration of your spell?
110 minutes.
That's almost an hour.
What? It's almost 2 hours.
Damn it. You know what? I want to fight this. So while the rounds keep going, I'm going to do some research.
I think you'll find you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Damn, man. Fuck. Anthony? Okay. Where? Like the one little things I can do, it's just being negated by dumb stuff. John, it is technically your turn, sadly. I don't have enough time to research this and prevent you from taking your turn.
Okay. I'll use my move action to continue to move the orbs, which will stop as soon as they come into contact with something. They are up in the air, so I could just move them like this and then drop it down. Okay, I don't really think that mattered too much. Honestly, if they're all in the same square, it doesn't really matter. Anyways, he gets to make a saving throw. Or no, that's not what it was. It was a ball lightning to me.
Okay. How about before I do anything, you give me a roll? Because this character has spell resistance.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. And the lightning bolt never triggered that?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that is true. Give me two spell resistance.
Okay, well, this first one's going to be for the lightning bolt I already did.
Well, you know, I'll let you have the lightning bolt. One. Let you have the lightning bolt because that's my fault, not your fault.
Okay.
Oh, okay. In that case...
I rolled a 1, but I did say this is for the lightning bolt at the same time that you were saying we'll just ignore that, so...
I see the issue I have brought upon us. Also, I am more mad because, damn it, okay, you know what? This is David also being mad at myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna have that natural one be for the balls.
Okay, that's fair.
Mostly because I also forgot I have a cloak of displacement. You should have been rolling missed chances.
Oh, damn. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, okay, no, I have a spell for that.
That's fine. That'll be for the first ball, then. 1, 2, 3. That's an Averick.
Me and just putting on all the buffs resistance? That we should have had before.
That is also a good question. I don't think he does, no.
So that'll be on him. He gets a reflex save. And 1, 2, 3. Wait, 1, 2. So the other three will go to Averick.
Averick, I got low on the dice, but...
That's 3 balls.
Oh, no, yeah, 26.
Does Averick recognize the skin flare who's suddenly helping and casting spells that he shouldn't be able to cast?
I don't think I can see you from where I'm at.
But can he see the limb, like, reaching out 10 feet to touch people?
That is a good question. Right now, I think since he's concentrating on Fatima, he doesn't see you. But then as soon as you start reaching towards Fatima, then, yeah. Because I guess he would actually have to be, I will move him. Can you layer up all those balls on me? That sounded weird.
Should be able to. We've had this discussion before. You've let me do it before. As long as I make direct contact with him.
Well, I got a 20, 26.
Okay, what about the other two? Oh, is he made a guess right now?
No.
Okay, I'm looking at his character sheet. Or not his character sheet. I don't have his character sheet.
Wow.
I don't have his character sheet. I'm looking at his character model on the screen. I don't have his character sheet. I'm not cheating. I'm looking at his icon here. Mm-hmm. And I see that he's holding a sword. Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, no. Wait, hold on. Is he wearing any armor?
It's a rapier, but yeah.
Is he wearing any armor?
Leather.
It's not metal. Fuck. Okay. That's fine. All right. What are the other two fucking numbers?
I pass.
On both of them?
On all of them.
Oh, they're all in the high 20s?
The lowest I got is a 26.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't do anything. Shit. That was my move action. Standard action?
What kind of thing is this, actually? Is this a glamored breastplate?
Ooh. I like the sound of the word breastplate.
Oh, god damn it. I have I can just normally activate true seeing. I didn't even have to use see invisibility, I guess. Yeah, it doesn't say, it actually doesn't say what it's made out of.
Oh, usually that's what the PFSRD helps with.
Oh, it's it does specify it's a completely suit of metal armor, but still.
I'm just gonna tell you right now, the lowest you got was a 26, they all still pass.
Okay, because it does say it is made of flexible metal.
Oh, yeah, metal. So the lowest you rolled is a 22, actually, which is still higher than my fucking number.
Nice. That's beautiful.
Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and... Is it... Wait, I'm gonna go ahead and try to... wait, hold on, actually. Let me move out of the way real quick.
Yeah.
Let me move out of the way so these
there's,
other two...
There's more space to the left. You want to move over there.
Oh, wait, no, that was my... Okay, that'll be my second movement action then, actually.
Wait, second?
My first one was to move the balls.
You just take a 5-foot step.
Oh, you got a good point.
In any direction. Except for back.
Very smart. Justin's very smart. I'm so glad that I have my emotional support monk.
I mean, this monk's here only here for some emotional support right here. Benefactor.
Yeah, I mean, he's not really joining the combat right now. I'm not trying to throw shade at you. I'm just stating facts.
No, I agree. this seems like a ranged situation. Okay, have fun with that.
You're good.
When did you unlock Key Blast, John? 100?
Oh, John doesn't have that.
Key Blast? Mm-hmm. I did not take that feat.
When can you go Super Saiyan?
That's a good question.
You know what? Since I'm over here, I'm going to just go ahead and cast a spell on myself. I'm going to cast a spell that I have prepared and not a spell that... I wish I could cast other spells and not have to, you know, use up my fucking time for it. But I will cast Fire Shield. It costs one standard action. I will cast Fire Shield on myself. I will encase myself in a warm shield of fire. The flames are warm to the touch.
Okay. So, okay. I've done my research and... from what I've seen, there is a lot of debate saying that freedom of movement should not work on hold monster or hold person. Specifically because it does not specify there's a paralyze effect, but that it is a mind effect. That it doesn't affect the body, it affects the mind.
It straight up says paralyze, though. If you look at hold person, the subject becomes paralyzed and freezes in place.
No, I was still gonna let it go through. Because I don't, we already had the turn go on. But I would like to say that I think that's a reasonable argument.
I don't think it is.
I would argue it's a mind effect. Hold on. David, I will say, when I go on the PFSRD and it says the subject becomes paralyzed, and I click paralyzed, it shows me the condition paralyzed.
I don't know, but there is a spell. Isn't there a spell just called paralyzed?
You know, the Pokemon Move Confusion also does damage. It doesn't just confuse you. In fact, it does damage more often than it confuses you.
Yeah, but that's what confusion does in the game, too. You have a chance of hitting yourself.
Chance of hitting yourself.
Yeah.
The primary thing it does is it confuses you.
Mm-hmm. It's like when 100 does a stunning fist. You take damage while also maybe going under confusion if he chooses to, you know?
I have a great idea. 100, Justin, can you have 100 just kill this guy?
Which guy?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Any of them. Instant kill.
Unfortunately, they are undead, so I cannot.
Oh no! Instant life.
Hmm. So just turn them. You know.
I mean that you're aware of, but no one has done any kind of knowledge checks.
I'm not aware of anything. I'm a human being.
I'm talking about 100 in his assumption that things are undead. Well, I guess you wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
Only Ratch would know. Yeah.
Only Ratch would know that there is beings in here that are not considered undead.
Oh shoot! I forgot to mention that. Well, no one asked.
Well, you know, if I knew, I could probably do, you know, not hold back.
But it is Kathy's turn again, and I guess at least for one more round, I will heal one more time.
Oh, yeah. That this was mostly just, like, keeping an eye on the body so she could yell at me later.
So, at least you get 31. I don't know how much closer that brings you up to max.
Pretty damn close, actually.
Okay. It will be York's turn again. What is York's plan?
That's a great question. I feel like just rushing in and dealing damage is maybe a bad idea. Because Hunter didn't do that during his turn. So obviously we're trying to avoid that. But what can you frontline fighters do in this situation?
Not be frontline fighters?
wait, why isn't Kathy just heal them?
He was healing someone else.
Trying to take care of Ratch, in case someone else shows up, because Ratch's body will be it's extremely vulnerable. He's in a condition where he can be easily coup de grace.
Yeah,
I got you.
I am helpless.
Hit him in another dimension or something.
If you can hide him in another dimension, that would work great.
Actually, I could do that, but I can't do
that right now. You do need to
wait.
Make
is
sure
he considered
not...
dead?
So he appears dead for all intents and purposes. The exact wording is the body is lifeless.
Body is lifeless. Let me look up lifeless real quick.
That's not a... I'm pretty sure that's
actual
not a condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Um,
but he is helpless, which means he can't be coup de grace.
Okay, you know what I can do then? I can forego the healing. So you can undo the healing, and I can teleport your body into a mirror plane.
Okay, so here's the thing. There is a very important thing here. The soul crystal for Ratchmambi is on his person.
Mm-hmm.
If the body I am currently in dies, and that crystal is not within 150 feet of me, I'm dead.
Yeah, it's probably not a great idea then.
Wait, so your body has to stay...
in this plane.
Yeah.
Kathy should just put one of those stakes up. You know, the ones...
Oh, the
it'll just make like a pile of garbage around him.
It makes a bunch of dead rats.
This is normal. This is normal in this dungeon.
Oh, we have a ruling from James Jacob. Well, it's not a ruling, but we have a quote from James Jacob in the Pathfinder forums, which notably James Jacob is a creative director, not I think, but he specifically says paralysis is paralysis no matter what effect causes it.
Nice.
I thought you were gonna go with the soul gem. Like, I can teleport you to a different plane.
Oh no, absolutely not.
The soul gem, like from Marvel's, like from Marvel comics. The soul gem.
It's technically a magic jar.
Like the one from those funny memes where people put little figurines in.
Cause that's what I have.
Interesting. Oh, this is something that is notable. If we're using James Jacob's rulings, freedom of movement does not help with difficult terrain.
Okay. Well, there's no difficult terrain going on right now.
Yeah, but
I don't think we've had difficult terrain in a while.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with difficult terrain again because the last time we did it, it was some imaginary bullshit.
Wait, hold on. Although I'd say the spell also allows you to move through difficult terrain, match the creator or not. Well, choose one fucking James Jacob from 14 years ago.
I do want to correct you on one thing, Viv. It's James Jacobs. There's an S at the end.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
I have a very dumb idea.
What's your dumb idea?
Place Ratchet's body into a bag of holding.
That's again an extra dimensional space.
Is it?
It's still the same thing, yeah.
Wait. Put part of the body in and just leave the head hanging.
Just the head.
Make it a little backpack, a little marketable plush.
Cast an alarm spell around Ratch so that we know if someone's about to murder the body.
I mean, can do that, yes.
That straight up might be the best option.
That might be the only option, right?
Yeah, but I think it takes time for Kathy to do it. I don't think it's because as an occultist, she can set up a barrier, but I think it takes time for it. I'm not 100% sure. I'm gonna have to look that up.
I have never played an occultist. A lot of the occult classes confused me on my first read through, and I never read them a second time.
Yeah, I mean, same. Like everything from the whole list, like the mesmerist, psyche, all that stuff. Their stuff really confuses me because it seems like some of them is like mostly role playing benefits while others do have like actual combat.
I straight up had to see someone's character sheet for a kineticist before I knew how they worked.
You know, I feel like this very much is also just how people in lore in canon experience occultist classes where it's like I don't understand. Like on paper, none of this makes any sense, but when I see them in action, it starts to make some fucking sense. You know, I appreciate that they're unique, but I still don't understand what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, I think for the barrier thing, I think it takes 10 minutes.
Oof,
so I wouldn't be able to set it up. No.
Kevin's got time.
Yeah, but I don't think y'all do.
Yeah,
oh,
but
wait, hold on.
Like
I have an idea.
Make time.
It'd be a terrible idea, but I could cast Wall of Thorns around Ratch's body.
That's a great idea.
And then once I get back into the body, I can just dismiss it.
Okay.
This is a great idea.
I mean, you'll only take damage once, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I would take damage once, but, like, I can eat that damage. It's fine.
I mean, I guess... I would think you would have to cover a good portion of this, because I guess someone could hack at it, but by the time someone's hacking at it, you can maybe kind of tell, unless they're coming from behind y'all.
It takes so much time to hack at a Wall of Thorns. Like, I think it takes, like, you know, a minute or something to get 1 foot deep into a Wall of Thorns by hacking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes, 5 minutes to get through.
Yeah.
I mean, in combat, that's a long time, but, like...
Hold on!
What?
This is the plot of Sleeping Beauty.
Is it? Is this before or after...
The Briar Rose was surrounded by all the thorns and all that, right?
Imagine the prince's shock when he, like, gets through the rose patch.
And it's Ratchmambi!
Ratchmambi! He's just like, well, here we go!
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, I got through here.
Like, no, wait, I heard of this fairy tale. I kiss them, and the enchantment is broken, and they turn into a beautiful princess.
You kiss Ratch Bambi, and then Ratch Bambi soldiers you and takes your body. Ratch Bambi is a terrible bastard, man.
Okay, so I forgot. It's still Don's turn. What are we going to do with Don?
I think Don should run up and hit it with a vital strike, because that's his thing.
Not going to wait for another heal?
I can get to him if I need to. And he is getting another heal. He's healing one hit point.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Can you reach him?
He's hasted.
No, but for the healing.
I presumably could, because I would move 5 into here, or just 10 into here, and then this would be 20. So if he stops here, I could reach him with only a move action.
Okay.
But if he goes straight for Averick, it's not going to be helpful. So the question is, would York rather attack the minion or go for Averick? Wait, why did he lose a hit point? Hold on.
I think 30. That, honestly, Averick would try to go after... Averick, sorry. Honestly, I think that York would go after Averick. That's me personally. Same.
Yeah. All right. So I believe he takes an attack of opportunity if this... what would you call him? Roast Beef Man? Yeah.
Yes, the Roast Beef Man.
Has a weapon on hand? Is considered armed?
No, but he does have a slam attack.
I believe that counts as being armed.
Sadly, he's not made for slamming.
These arms were made for slamming. That's just what they'll do.
He's gonna try to slam you with 52.
Oh, shit.
Actually, he's a 28.
Oh, that's a miss.
But 28 didn't rhyme with that, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now he's gonna try and slam you with an 8 plus 10 times 2. It doesn't scan, unfortunately. It rhymes, but it doesn't... Alright, so, get one attack here.
Give me your best, because you probably will die next turn.
That's fine, I can get him back up. Oh, that was not his best! That was a natural 3 for 27!
And that is a miss.
Well, shit!
Wait... No, it's definitely been at least 4 turns since we've had to deal with them.
Well, even then, I'm pretty sure his AC is above 30 naturally.
It is.
Yeah, so it still would have missed.
So, Lord Averick yells out to this creature, "I'll handle this fighter. You handle the others." And so he does as he is told. Here's my question. Cone attacks. According to the way the cone attack is described, I should be able to hit this, right?
Sorry.
Yes, I do believe a 15-foot cone has that plus the... Yeah, that square.
The square, right? All right, so yep, it would still separate and hit the other two squares on the sides.
I believe that should work.
Okay, because mine is 30 feet, so it should cover this whole thing then.
It goes...
Would it so also...
30 feet covers, in addition to what you have here, it covers that square as well. This square that I can't see, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And then next, it's 6 out to the next one. Yeah, it hits all of us.
But what? And then after the 6, it goes back down to 5, right?
It goes 2, 4, 6, 8, 6, 2.
Okay. So everyone is within this range, then.
Yeah. Well, not Kathy, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, as soon as you started mentioning cones, I'm like, oh, you're going to ask about its range, so I got to look up the sheet.
Okay, so this could be either a 10-foot burst or a 30-foot cone. So I'm choosing to take the 30-foot cone. Creatures within this area... I lost it.
I believe York gets an attack of opportunity unless you cast defensively.
I will be casting defensively.
York doesn't have disruptive, does he? That would be real convenient.
Okay, so it's not too bad. The only benefit I get is that anyone who's under the effect of it also gets bull rushed.
Mm-hmm.
But it does hit everyone, though. So that's a cool thing. So I...
Yeah, will... I get it, because it's like a frost thing. I get it, because it's cool.
No, this is Discordant Blast.
What now?
Discordant Blast.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Does he have an ice cone thingy?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you didn't change it to a non-ice thing because I put Fire Shield on. Well...
Oh, no. Wait, no.
Okay.
I have a question. Does this affect chaotic creatures equally?
Yeah.
Or is it one of those anti-lawful spells like Chaos Hammer?
Alignment does not affect it.
Okay. Damn. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're looking for outs. What's our role?
No role.
Oh.
Unless you have spell resistance, so there's no role.
How do you know if you have spell resistance?
So wait, all it does is a bull rush?
No, you also take damage from it.
How do you know you have spell resistance?
It's a sonic base. You would have gotten
it through your... if you had...
There's almost really nothing that gives you that unless you take special feats and abilities from your character. Nothing naturally gives it to you, really.
Then why does every fucking thing in this game have spell resistance?
Because they're...
Because it's typically, like, magic creatures who will have it on their own, like demons.
Are you a demon?
No, but every single fucking monster
we've ever fought has it.
Maybe a fucking
animal. Unfortunately, as a boring human, you don't get spell resistance. Mm-hmm. Even fancy things like elves don't. Although I think dwarves might be able to. I forget, there's some, like, core class that gets some really bad spell resistance. Like, it's not good.
Okay. So, everyone takes 11 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we start with that.
Mm-hmm. And, I guess, based off your combat maneuver defense, it is a 35. So, who has less than a 35?
I have less than 35, sir.
Less than 35? Okay, then you are, I guess you can't really be pushed back, but I guess you are pushed back.
Why? Am I considered into this?
You are too, but I don't think I can push you back either.
But why can't you push back 100?
What's the most... I don't know if it makes sense that I'll be able to push you back in this direction, because the way the spell is hitting you.
Well, I assume you just push things back in the direction you cast the spell.
I mean, I guess that is maybe kind of true. Does that beat your CMD?
CMD?
Yeah.
I have a 43.
Oh, that. No, I don't need to push you back.
And I'm up against a wall.
Okay, so at least I dealt damage.
You said I take 11, right?
Yeah, everyone takes 11.
How much damage? Alright.
One more time? A level of what?
What?
11 damage.
11.
Oh, I heard him say 11 something, or a level of something, and I'm like, I thought it was just 11.
It does weak damage, but it hits multiple targets. Then after this, it is your turn, Justin.
Get him!
Oh, wait, what?
It's your turn.
Okay. I'm just gonna run up and punch him. Okay. Does Ratch reveal that they're not undead?
Ratch has revealed that they're the giant this whole time.
Well, no, because there's one undead and one living creature that's still in are within this base.
Yeah, there are some unknown creatures is what I know.
One and one. One that is not undead and one that is an undead.
You could make some sort of check to see if you might know if this creature...
I would not be able to make that check. Undead. I mean, I'll try.
I mean, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. I literally can't make the roll yet, even though I would have... I have both Dungeoneering, because I'm going to be honest, I mean, it's probably an aberration.
I can wait half a... Oh, actually, no. I should just run up there, huh?
Yeah, just punch him.
Yeah, just punch him in the face. But I do get a punch. Try to punch you first.
Hey, go ahead. It's going to hurt.
33.
Yes.
Don't worry. It's not that much damage. 16.
Yeah, I will... I guess I will declare Stunning Strike on this one, because, I mean... I have 15 of them, and I haven't used any of them.
Go for it.
Oh, wait. That's the wrong die. I never turned off power attack. I mean, I probably should have before I rolled that. 27.
27 to hit?
27 to hit.
That is a miss.
Okay, well, that's it for me.
Okay, that's good. I love that. It is a Vampire Lord's turn. Vampire Lord is gonna full attack 100. Not 100, York. Let's see. First attack... got really low on that one. 26. I'm pretty sure that's a miss.
That is a miss.
Next attack. Again, very low. 21.
Also a miss.
Okay, so we're both missing here.
Okay. Turnabout is fair play.
Okay. Viv, your turn.
Alright. This is York's character sheet. What can I do? Oh, I could cast inanimate objects. Remember inanimate objects?
I love inanimate objects.
I remember. I don't like it.
Yeah, honestly, it's not what I'm looking for. Alright, so this is 15 feet of movement, 20, 30 by squeezing into here. But before I guess I'm going to move in, then make my check. Should I be making a Dungeoneering or a Religion check on this guy? What am I seeing?
That is a good question. It is a Dungeoneering.
Alright. That is a 32 or 34 if it's related to Elder Mythos.
I don't think it is related to Elder Mythos, but I think that is still enough. This is called, I'll go ahead and harbor them. I want to say a Haikume? H-Y-A-K-E-H-K-U-M-E.
I don't know.
Oh, is this a Japanese? Is this a yokai?
So these, let's see. These are that's kind of rude. They're hideous creatures with numerous eyes that dot their bodies. These creatures are known to steal and collect memories from other intelligent beings, altering or completely wiping their victim's mind.
I just realized something. If we sacrifice them, we could summon Relinquished. Or no, it's not Relinquished. Yeah, we could summon Relinquished. Mm-hmm. But if you fuse them with Relinquished, Thousand Eyes Restrict.
He doesn't have a Thousand Eyes, though.
No, but it's clearly what Thousand Eyes is based on.
I guess a little bit of fun things about him. Anyone who has had their memories taken or affected by this creature can regain their memories by this creature undoing it. If you do kill this creature, anyone who has their memories affected by it will permanently lose their memories. If the person whose memory is affected doesn't get immediately healed, you have to cast heal on them to have them regain their memories, but it has to be immediately within the death of the creature. If not, their memories are completely lost, never to be regained. Okay. So this creature can affect y'all memories if it has time to. I forgot, still has this displacement. You had a 25% mischance on that. Other than that, this creature is a type of melee fighter that relies a lot on monk-like skills.
Huh. What is its requirement for stealing memories? Is it a touch thing, or what was it?
Yeah, it's a touch kind of effect.
You know what, I think I'm gonna keep rolling with some, like, save or suck spells here. Huh. So, if it turns into a normal rat and loses its supernatural abilities, could you still regain the memories? Because I want to take it out without killing it now. Because let's be honest, the musician definitely got affected by this guy.
There can't be some arguments about that.
But unfortunately, I don't have a lot of spells for just stopping this guy. I mean, we could kill him and then tie him up and then raise dead him. But I think the memories are still gone at that point.
According to yokai.com, Hyakumi are not violent, so I don't understand what this guy's up to.
He's scared of a vampire man.
That makes sense. It says they're not particularly violent. They will jump out of the darkness in a menacing manner if threatened.
You know what?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, I'm on this tangent now. The habitat for Hyakumi are abandoned homes, temples, caves, and other shady areas. Now, I know they probably mean literally, but, like, figuratively too, right? Shady areas?
Maybe, under a tree, during a sunny day.
The Hyakumi is keeping an eye on the red light district.
He's not immune to, say, negative levels or necromancy spells, correct?
Nothing on here. Okay, you actually did roll high. I should at least give you something. You already know he has spell resistance.
He has spell resistance. Relevant.
He has, so the ability to call it memory drain, as part of a standard action, I just do a touch attack and I can manipulate and take a creature's memory, which causes a monster to become charmed, basically. Also has energy resistance, electricity, and fire, and immune to cold damage.
That's a lot of stuff here to think about. What do I have that... I still don't have spells that are good against things with spell resistance. I could just buff people, though. Mm-hmm. Can I reach York from here, or is the corner too awkward?
I would say the corner might be a bit too awkward, especially with 100 standing in front of you.
In that case, I can see York, though. So, you know what? I'm going to cast one of my newer spells. We're going to give York a Grand Destiny.
Ooh. Ooh, I love that spell.
What is? I don't think I've heard of Grand Destiny.
I've cast it before in this show.
You have?
Yes.
A +4 competence bonus, and at this level it can be applied 3 times. But competence bonuses are actually quite rare. So, like, yeah. And the thing is, you can just, like, save this. You can use it on basically any roll.
If you are ruining my fun. I had something I can do that if he rolled low on it would have won me the game.
Ah. The whole game?
I think it would have actually won me the game.
Oh, damn.
The whole game?
Yeah. I think if I was able to succeed what I did next, it would have ended up as a TPK.
Damn. Oh, well, I'm glad that I've given him a +4 on potentially his next 3 saving throws. That's my turn.
Wait, do you have another casting of Breath of Life?
Yes. Do you know how I have my... What is the ability called? Combined spells abilities. Mm-hmm. Breath of Life is a 5th level spell, so my 5 remaining 6th level spell slots for Sorcerer can all be used to cast Breath of Life. And considering that my 6th level spells are Contingency, Sirocco, and Wall of Thorns, I think Breath of Life might be more useful.
So I guess I would have to... Okay, yeah. I think I still could have. I think it still could have been a TPK. Okay. Is that it for your turn?
Yeah. I will say I'm pretty sure death effects prevent things from being brought back to life. So, like, if it was a death effect... Yeah. Creatures slain by death effects cannot be saved by Breath of Life. So if it was a death effect, Breath of Life wouldn't have saved him.
That's a good scenario, then, because I don't know if this might be considered a death effect. I'm not sure. Okay, next turn will be Kathy. I think Kathy's just gonna hold back there. It will be Dawn's turn, or York's.
Alright. York gains another hit point. Observe as we slowly undo all your damage. Actually, I have to press enter on that. You know, I think I just rolled poorly that first time, so I'm gonna just make some normal attacks again.
Okay.
So here is the first attack on Lord Averick. Does a 40 confirm that critical?
It does.
Alright, can I add this to the damage roll? No, it's d20 rolls.
Okay. Slashing, right?
Actually, yeah. Because the crit can do massive damage, go ahead and roll the damage for me.
Oh, okay. 64?
64? That's with the crit damage?
We don't know if... yeah, that is the crit version of the damage. The card could say more, but like...
Did you want to take a card or just steal the damage?
I mean, I would have preferred to take the card, but you said it might just kill him, so just to roll the card... The
decapitation?
Okay, what's that do?
It does double damage.
Okay.
And death. Fort negates.
What will be the forts?
We've had this discussion before, sir. I don't remember.
I think the fort save is the AC of the creature.
You're the one who's rolling the fort save.
I thought that it was the roll to confirm.
I don't remember.
Okay,
hold on. Crit card.
Pathfinder 1E. Save. You gotta make sure it's 1E. Crit cards.
Hello?
We're still here.
I'm just panicking right now.
Africa, my God. Justin, you might have taken a break real quick, but we're about to confirm what the DC is on decapitation right now.
Uh-oh.
Because we might decapitate Lord Averick.
Oh, no. I mean, oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, what the fuck do you mean, oh, no? Why are you on his side now?
There has to be some stuff I can do.
Let's see. When a PC scores a critical hit due to a natural 20, blah, 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 blah. Okay, where's the save? Where's the save? This is the rules. Why is the save not on the rules thing? Oh, here we go. The save DC... This is for the second edition. Fuck. I'm pretty sure
you got the crit.
Yeah, the save DC for an effect applied to a PC is a hard DC of the creature's level... Oh, hold on. Effect applied to a foe uses the... Ah, here we go. Effect applied to a foe uses the PC's class DC.
That's so, not a thing in here.
Okay, I guess that's not a thing. Okay, I found the 1E ones. Unless a DC is listed, the DC for any save that is called for is equal to the confirmation roll used to score the critical hit. Saves only affect additional... I'm going to copy and paste it in the
StreamGM chat. I am curious. Let me check a thing. Undead immunities.
I'm going to pin this.
You're fine. You said that the effect was death?
Yeah.
Undead are immune to death effects.
Oh. It's not a death effect, though.
Well, I mean, because that's the thing. It's not a spell with a death effect attribute on it. It's literally just decapitation.
Oh, man, Google's going to have a field day with this search. Is decapitation a death effect?
Google, you know what? I mean, Google's more interested in the fact that you had to double check to see if decapitation killed someone than the fact that you are searching for decapitation.
Let me add Pathfinder to that. Such an injury is inevitably fatal to humans and most other animals.
You know, I think you might have... I realized this. I was just cooking up in my mind the In Minecraft meme. But I was like, you can get away with any crime if you just type in Pathfinder.
Oh, we have a rule for this. It's like Vorpal. Vorpal weapons decapitate their victims. So if we treat it as Vorpal, it should work. Others, such as golems and undead creatures other than vampires, are not affected by the loss of their heads.
So vampires are not affected? Wait.
No, vampires specifically are a type of undead who need their heads.
So you're telling me that JoJo lied to me?
Okay, but like, he was kind of a vampire, but like, the JoJo vampires are very different.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just gonna roll for this, I guess. The only way I can survive this is the natural 20.
God, the confirmation roll is what got us.
Why I'm mad by this. Yeah, guys, oh my god, that is an unreasonable save right there for me. Yeah,
you know what's funny? I also have the decapitate spell on. I have not been paying attention.
It's a sucky way for me to lose. Averick dies.
It's not a sucky way for you to lose, though. He didn't suck anyone's blood that time.
Sadly, your jokes aren't working for me.
Oh, that's because you're the victim of the joke, David. Usually the victims of jokes are not going to go, that's a really good one.
I would have, if the save was possible for me to make, I would be totally joking around with you. But that is such an unreasonable save. Like, not even I can have, I think I can get a confirmation roll life at. And yeah, that's the part that sucks.
That is a save that, if it were a will save, Ratch would only have a 50% chance of making. My other saves don't make it. That's another nat 20 roll for if Ratch were being decapitated by 100, or not 100, by York here. Alright, so, I believe now...
Uh-huh.
We turn to the other guy here, okay, and go, still think Lord Averick is more capable than us? We're gonna see if he just stops.
Go ahead, roll me a, your choice of diplomacy or intimidate. Whichever route you want to take.
He's better at diplomacy, and we were trying to be diplomatic at first.
Okay. Yeah, I guess he's only really been attacked once.
And not by York, at least.
Mm-hmm.
That was by me, but that's because I was acting in self-defense.
You can go ahead and add 4 to this. You can roll twice, and you take the better one.
Add 4. Oh, wait, I'll add another 4 as well with Grand Destiny. So roll twice, take the better, add a total of 8 for a total of 36.
And I think I'm pretty sure that should still be enough, because I think, let me just double check really quick. Because I still have it open.
He's technically a hostile creature.
He is a hostile creature. What's your roll again?
36.
Yep. With my charisma, the DC will be a 32.
Hell yeah.
So that is enough for him to kind of like, he kind of backs up a little bit, puts his hands up, and he goes like, again, you don't know from where he's talking from. You just hear, he's like, look, I was just working for him. I have no issues with y'all.
Good. Now, do you know where the musician is?
The who?
Sorry for crossing you.
So I only detected one other living body. So it wasn't I as in Ratch, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the living, the other living thing.
There's 2 living creatures.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 living creatures, and then one more undead.
All right, well then, I guess Ratch will say, if he doesn't know, there is still at least one more living creature down here, and one more undead. We should be careful about that.
He does ask, like, look, I have no quarrels with you. Just, if you let me leave, I won't bother you.
Not a word of what happened here, though.
Oh, yes. I don't even know what happened here. Who are y'all? I have no clue.
Good. All right. Well, I guess I should sense motive that.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on?
We just diplomacied our way out of this, the last bit of this encounter.
Can we move freely or no?
Yeah, you could.
Okay. I'm gonna sense motive on this guy too, because like, I'm confused.
York has an 11 sense motive, Ratch has a 20 sense motive, T-Mac got a 16 sense motive. Good at diplomacy, not good at telling if someone's motives are genuine, I guess.
This is the equivalent of Captain America giving a pep talk to Deadpool. Just like, you're a great man, sir. Deadpool looking around. I don't think so, sir.
let's see. Well, I would say that... I feel like he will say anything to make it out alive. But, you're not 100% sure.
Yeah, that's fair. I am inclined to believe him because, like, he just saw us run in and decapitate his boss. And if he's afraid for his life and we tell him not a word of what happened here, there is a chance that he actually won't tell anyone.
There's a small chance, that is true.
Yeah.
But again, you don't know if he can be lying about not knowing about the musician either now.
That's true. And then, I guess, I want to ask questions to Ratch, and it's like, so are you aware of what the Blood Moon does around here? Are you currently under its effects? Are you going to forget what you are later?
Blood Moon? Pale Moon, I think it's called, I forgot.
Oh, Pale Moon.
Blood Moon? I forget. Something Moon. I'm not an undead or anything.
Right, it's only undead.
I was just here working for Laos. Not Laos, fuck. I was here just working for Averick.
If you're working for Laos, that's a different matter.
Like, I'm just here working for Averick, okay? Like, just helping him out, that's it. But I'm not loyal to him at all. It's just that, you know, he's a very terrifying being. Didn't want to get on his bad side. I'm sorry for attacking you. It was either death by him or y'all kill me. And as I can see, y'all guys don't seem like all that bad.
No judgment there. I made one of my best friends by giving up like that before.
That's nice. That is very true. but look.
And look at how strong I am now.
Ratch, how long are you going to
say that?
Saying
that in a skin flayer's body.
I'm looking at Ratch the same way that, you know that meme with the little short guy is looking up at the big tall woman? Yeah, that meme. I'm just looking at you as you're talking. I'm just confused and flabbergasted by the fact that you're still like this. Ratch, I'm sorry, I know that we're having a moment here, but like, when are you going to turn back?
That is a good question. Do you have any clue what the loyalty of the guy who actually owns this body is?
I'm actually confused on what's happening in front of me right now. I don't know who that is.
Oh. Sir, what do you know?
Man, he really just kept you in the dark down here, huh?
Do you need to turn the lights on?
He just asked me to do favors for him, and I did it, and that's it.
Okay, so he keeps you in his dungeon and comes down here to ask you for favors every once in a while. This was like
Do we know if the musician is human or not?
He is humanoid. Don't know specifically what... He looks human. Whether he is human or not, you don't know.
Okay, and this happened in the past month, right?
It's probably been a while, yes. Less than a month, but yes.
We have a few questions.
What's your name? I don't think we got that.
Oh, Lacronus.
Oh yeah, we did get that, actually.
Sorry. Well, Lacronus.
I don't know what my name has to do with anything, but, that's my name.
I'm Ratch Mambi. I don't normally look like this. In the past month or so, have you been told to use your memory-altering powers on a humanoid? I don't really have a physical description.
That's kind of my thing. Do you have a name or anything?
Oh, right. What's his actual name?
Erich Zane.
Yeah, Zane.
Zane? He pauses, takes a long pause. You see how his eyes just, like, quickly dart across the rooms? Like, no, I do not recall a Zane. Yeah, no Zane.
Mind staying here just in case, until we find him? Because I'm pretty sure he's down here. I sensed another living soul that wasn't you.
Oh, okay. I kind of don't feel safe here. I don't want to say that I don't trust y'all, but... He kind of gestures to Averick. I see what y'all can do, and I'd rather just go.
Hmm.
where are you going to go?
I don't think he wants
anywhere
to
else.
You know, fair assessment. It seems like you're not really a threat to us. We're not
see
really
him
a threat
kind
to...
of like jiggle.
Okay, well,
like I almost a... killed you.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, you're not like I'm. So, first of all, sorry for shooting you with lightning. I did that because you shot me with ice, and
yeah, but I didn't feel great. Much so.
Well, I'm. You know what? I'm actually glad because in hindsight, I feel bad of shooting someone who seems to be nice. She also looks at Raj. Sorry for shooting you. I didn't know you were going to possess a fucking corpse.
Well, it wasn't me at the time when you shot him. And honestly, we probably should tie up this body and let me get back into mine.
Yeah, you look like you're in immense pain right now.
But his skin is slowly knitting back together. Is the other thing.
Should we kill whatever this is first? How does this work? Ratch, what are you doing? Sorry.
He's just like, I want to leave. I want to leave.
Mr. LaCroix, we'll get out of your way. I got distracted. I'm sorry. Upstairs, there is a there's a mess upstairs.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Don't just,
the,
like...
the vampires all realized they were vampires and killed all the guests. I assume you're aware that yeah. happens frequently.
Yes.
Okay.
Just be careful. There's a lot of pointy objects up there, i.e. their fangs, and you seem to have a lot of eyeballs. So I don't know, like, maybe if, you know, like, that might be an issue.
But, yeah. The spell's neat. If I actually die, only this guy dies, and I actually get to go back into my own body. So, hey, Kathy, there's a guy who wants to leave. We killed Averick.
Oh, okay.
Hi, dog.
Does this guy know anything about the musician?
He says no. And since we know his name and everything, I'm pretty sure I could find him if he does and we need to get some memories back.
You say that out loud?
Yeah.
He stops and goes like, what do you mean by that?
I'm good at finding people.
I'm good at hiding, so... Hey, I guess. Please don't come after me. I gave up.
If you didn't lie to us, we won't have to. Should I roll an intimidate check there?
Actually, hold on. Question.
I don't think
how
I'm good at that.
How does Ratchet find people?
Scry, then teleport.
Okay, I got you. That's also true. We did meet him. Yeah.
Wouldn't you
need
something from him to scry?
I can find him with discern location. I just have to have a memory of him in my mind. Oh, no, wait. No, I don't. I need to have a thing, actually.
I think scrying, so long as you have... Let's see. If we grab a part, he'd have a huge penalty to the will save. I think we can get a picture of him somehow real quick.
Oh, if I have seen a creature, I can find it. I can find the name of the location that they are at.
Yeah, as it stands, it's just the normal roll, which is like a DC 22 will save. Yeah, we need a body part, and then it becomes a DC 32.
I will say, I can also just find it. Where the depending
the most
on
information
where
you're gonna get would just be the name of the town he's in. That's not
no, sir. That's not what it says here. The spell reveals the name of the creature or object's location, place name, business name, building name, or the like, community, county, or similar political division, country, continent, and plane of existence where the target lies. I get his whole IP address.
Man, you just got the doxing spell?
Yes.
Oh, Kathy rolling sense smart. That's fair.
And now that I've seen him, he is not free from my gaze.
I don't think that's how it exactly works. I'm going to have to look into the spell. Kathy,
spell.
Through the mind link, straight up tells y'all, whatever you asked him, he's lying. He knows exactly about Zane and where he's located, and most likely he has manipulated his memories.
Oh, well then, hold on, one more thing.
You see him kind of like, okay, yes, can, like, yes.
Well, of course.
So we're in combat again, I see.
not necessarily, I guess. I won't
put you into combat. My goal isn't murder here. My goal is, something like that.
Or you could just place it behind him, I guess, just to seal him in.
Oh, yeah, we could seal him in with us, but, like, I think I also want him in the Wall of Thorns as well. Well, I don't want to deal damage to him necessarily here, either, because, like, we're being friendly.
Mm-hmm. If you deal damage to him, I will enter combat.
Okay, yeah, let's, actually, this whole area. That way people can't get up. You see, we also, positioned a mind reader on the way out. I'm straight up lying about that, but like. And Little Bird told us via mental leak that you're lying to us. We'll still let you go, but you have to come with us until we find Zane.
Fuck. Damn it. Okay. I may have encountered someone named Zane. It could be a different Zane from yours.
Listen, our goal is not to hurt you more than necessary. We just need to figure it out. And until then, I'm afraid we can't let you go. Man, I'm saying some real intimidating things with not a great intimidate check if I want to make... But, you know, we'll make the roll.
You get a plus four for this.
28?
Go for it. 28? You know what? He's seen what y'all can do. He's already kind of in a cowardice position. How about I'll share the memories with you.
Is that a thing that his species can do?
Yeah, they're able to manipulate and change your memories. They could add they can manipulate your memories into remembering all of Zane's information.
But then, why would I let you touch my mind? Why wouldn't you make me forget?
Hey, rats, I'm touching your mind. Hey, rats, I'm touching your mind. Hey, rats, I'm touching your mind.
Kathy!
That's not Kathy, that's Spotty Boy.
But he was touching my mind!
Mind thrust.
Ow!
He tells you, going based off what Lord Eldris said to y'all, like, anyone in the entire world of Carcosa will pay really good money to have all of Zane's memories and just his thoughts in general. So this is something that's very difficult for him to give up. But at least you sense that he's not willing to give up his life because, you know, he cares more about his life than he does the memories. He tells you, like, you have a whole group with you. There's no reason why I would attack you mentally. I'll share his memories with you.
What do you all think?
I mean, he just wants to leave. I think he's telling the truth, honestly. And if not, I mean, the rest of us are mind-linked here. We could just jump his ass in the mindscape.
Kathy, I know I put you behind
out of character. I know that's not a real thing. Mentally. I just wanted to make a joke.
Like, what are you really here, right? Do you really want Zane? Or do you want his memories? I could give you his memories.
What if his ability to navigate is more of a metaphysical thing than a memory thing?
I mean, if you know the area that we need to go to, we can just find that area. Generally, that's how that works.
How much of it is wisdom-based than intelligence-based, you know? You're getting intelligence, but are you really getting his wisdom?
Right, over the mental link, I want to ask Kathy what she thinks about this.
So the DM. I got you. You're asking the DM.
Well, I'm asking the person who made the best sense motive check already.
That is true. It feels like he will do anything for you. So she says, like, he's being honest. He probably would share his memories with you. But Kathy does see it as maybe, like, having his memories might not just be enough. Having the skills that the musician supposedly has feels like a larger benefit than just his memories. Because if he is as powerful as what people describe him to be, that his memories might be just one half of his power. He might have actual, like, combat-like expertise that no one else has. And that something like that could be extremely useful in traversing Carcosa. Or maybe he just has ways to, like, manipulate things in his favor, which can only be done through him and not through his memories.
That's what I was thinking, because, like, Lord Averick would have already, like, taken the memories for himself and, like, disposed of Zane already if he could have just done that.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I think we need Zane. Zane specifically.
And I'll let you roll over that intimidate track if you want. But if you keep, like, insisting, like, no, we need Zane. Thank you for the offer, but we need Zane. He feels like, and he honestly feels like y'all are not gonna budge from that. He will submit.
Yeah, I think that's the plan, right, y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a rat of my word, but we did say that we would find him as well.
Then he tells you, like, look, fine, look. Memories are just memories. I care more about my existence than this, all of this shit, okay? If you just promise to let me leave, fine. I'll return the memories to the guy.
That works for us. That's all we wanted.
Great. He's back there. He points to this area down here. He goes, like, halfway up the stairs, there's a button. Push it. It will open a secret door.
Alright.
And then he moves back.
I haven't dismissed the thing yet.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, let's dismiss that. I need one of y'all to push the button. I need to figure out how to kill this body.
Ask York, Mr. I sliced the vampire's head off. And I'm going to read out of verbatim what Don typed in the chat. York, off to one side, just cleaning vampire off of Tara Lindar's honor.
Alright, so I guess one of...
We could just cut your head off.
That sounds painful. I feel that, you know?
You can't just hop... Oh, yeah, if you hop out of the body, I guess the other one will possess it exactly. Back, right? Is that how that works? Instant death. How healthy are you feeling?
How long has it been? How long have we been talking?
I would say maybe just like a few minutes. Maybe.
Then he's at full health at this point, because 3 minutes is 150.
Okay, I have Audacity running.
Okay, it's an hour and 55, an hour and 40. Hi, Don. Okay. York has, I read ad verbatim what you typed in the chat. York, off to one side. Okay.
Yes, I heard. I've been here. So York's suggestion is, have we considered chains?
What the fuck are you on about? Huh?
Well, once Ratch leaves that thing, that thing will be back in charge of its own body.
Mm.
What if it's restrained?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Everyone out of here. There's no other handle here, right? Because it's closest from outside.
Oh, right.
Well, I mean...
I see what Brash is cooking.
Yes, you can open it from this side as well.
Oh, you can't open it from this side? Okay, so that doesn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll give him some time. We're going to have time to run away, either way.
I have a suggestion.
Well?
Uh-huh.
How about you cast heal on it? And then we just do one attack on it, and then it's gonna die.
What on it?
The problem is that Ratch doesn't want to feel pain.
Listen, if I have to feel a little pain, it'll be fine. Do I count as helpless if I get just act helpless? Can you just coup de grace? If you make it quick.
I mean, if they can tie you up, pin you to the floor, and you are considered helpless.
Oh boy, I hope this doesn't awaken anything in me.
Oh man, the number of tags on this is insane.
Make sure you get a Mahjong.
Meanwhile, York, I just did all this cleaning too.
Okay. I mean, if that's the option you want to go, y'all can just do it. I won't make y'all roll for it or anything. Alright, like cool. That.
So that dies. There's one more undead here, right?
There is one more undead.
I'd like to try to possess it.
Raj.
Are you frills?
I'm out of spells, Raj.
Okay, here's the question then. What do you do with a spirit?
Oh, I don't know how that works, actually. Magic jar and ghosts.
You just take up the space it was taking up?
They have an ectoplasmic body. Oh, wait, no, it's mind effect. It's not mind affecting, so they aren't immune.
They aren't immune to anything that requires a fortitude save.
Oh, first of all, is it sentient?
Yes.
This is just GM ruling, so I think you can make whatever ruling you think makes sense.
Well, I don't feel like looking up anything right now, so your luckiness is only because of my laziness.
I mean, you don't have to look up anything. This problem is, like, weird enough that I think you can just make any ruling you want here.
So what I'm going to do is I'll let you have it. Take over the ectoplasmic body. But I want to see the ectoplasmic body shapes itself to the soul that's in it. And so now we have a ghost-style wretch, Mamby.
Well, hold on. You still have a will save you can make.
I don't do this at all. I don't think I've ever done this. And I'm sure I'm never going to do this again. But sometimes I think it's a little bit more fun to just have fun. I think I'm going to forego the will save. I'll just let you
rule of cool, David.
It's just, you know, we're already at the end. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm tired of just combat now. You can have the body. Okay. You appear in a sealed room. I revealed it to everyone already. The sealed room. Like I mentioned, since I'm doing this not following the rules, your body, I want to say like the ectoplasmic body takes shape of the soul. And so currently your soul is in it. So now it's morphed to look like you. So there's a ghost incorporeal wretch Vambi currently trapped in this cell. And then right in the middle cell, you hear moaning coming from someone in there. You see that they are chained up. Both arms are chained to the wall, preventing them from actually falling to the floor. So they're just kind of leaning forward, just stuck in that position. Don't know for how long. And I will post the image of the person you see. This is who you see, but without the instrument in hand.
David, that's a picture of Joe Biden.
Where?
I in my mind's eye, I was imagining Zayn Malik from One Direction. I didn't think it was going to be Joe Biden.
I mentioned he looks old. He looks frail.
Is that the age?
Mentioned that. But you see, he has like a little bellboy uniform in a sense.
No. That's definitely not.
Hey, that's Joe Biden in the Confederacy. I don't know what to tell you.
Confederacy was red, wasn't it?
I don't remember, dude.
So that you see this being just there hanging, unaware that you are there, but you see you hear him muttering strange nonsense like. He's not within the right his right mind. You hear him just muttering nonsense.
So like Joe Biden. Okay, never mind.
He's not beating the Joe Biden allegations.
He's not beating Joe Biden. Like, I was trying to get away from it, but
yeah, you see that he walks away, he freezes, and then walks back to where he was. He falls down a few stairs. Behavior. Yeah, you see that there's a bike that has been tipped over. Most likely he was on it. You just see him there. For all in purpose, you know that you have found the musician. You have found Zayn. I think this is where we're going to end it.
I was only in the last little bit.
I mean, we did try to contact you earlier, but it seems like we missed you.
I'm glad you made it, though. I'm glad you got to experience this firsthand here at the end.
I will say you have to find a way to kill the body of the ghost, because you won't be able to coup de grace that.
Yeah. That's going to be a little bit awkward.
Quick, 100, go into your ghost mode.